It is the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson with Andy Bell, with Pete Bolster, with Chris Barber, which tells you where we're going to start. It is the final game of the weekend, of the way in which it runs through. But if you're not starting at Chelsea, you're not doing it right, is what I'm saying, Chris. Go on.
I'm starting to wonder, Neil, how much... I think most people in this room and listening would agree you're one of the nation's better voices on football. And you seem to always book me, even if it's... This was booked quite a long time ago, this show. I think this was booked early December, maybe. You got ahead of it. You always find the low ebb. Even if you book me at a high ebb, by the time it comes out, the amount of times you book me in, and I know you've thought, Chelsea's doing all right there.
That's why we subscribe.
Isn't it? It's that foresight. Like, it's like you should, sometimes you book me in and go, they're doing all right here. By the time that game comes around, they could be in a conversation they're not in yet. And we're never in that conversation, Neil. That conversation all happens off mic, and then I come in here and go, oh yeah, I'll be Lampard again until the summer. And that's what happens. I do think there's a short, medium and long, and to be fair to everyone, we'll go medium max, because I would go short, but it's my Friday too. And I think that the best place to start probably is with the Maresca exit, which obviously there's so much briefing going on, but like his sort of general oddness around the last kind of few months is really interesting, I think, because and we'll come on to them in a minute, but the club and the owners and this lot have got their way of doing things. And he agreed to that and he was happy with that. And then it almost thinks he's come in as coach, and then you kind of start thinking, well, I'm part of this success. And I want to be a bigger part in it. And I think there was part of him that was enjoying the opportunity and the potential he saw. But then there's also the stuff like it always felt like a bit of an audition for City. I think it's such a transactional club, Chelsea, that no one's there for that long, really.
Apart from Reece James.
Well, for now. But listen, the next conversation will be him, because he's the last one on the big contract. He's the last one on the Abramovich $250 a week deal. It's the reason Mason Mount left, in a lot of ways. So there'll be a Reece James conversation probably next season about, does he reduce his terms or do they change what they're willing to pay players? But yeah, there is him, and Solomon Kalou is probably still kicking about as well. But there's this stuff about this book, there's sort of his kind of general oddness around conduct and kind of the way that he's spoken and the way that he said things about his worst 48 hours and things like that. And so I think there's a, you know, no part of me, I don't think, will massively miss him, the individual.